The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that police don't violate constitutional rights when they stop a car based on a misunderstanding of the law. This prompted a lone dissent from Justice Sonia Sotomayor. She warned the ruling could exacerbate public suspicion of police in some communities. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more on the case.
In 2009, Nicholas Hine and a friend were traveling down a North Carolina highway when they were pulled over for having a broken taillight. A subsequent search of the car found a plastic bag containing cocaine. It turns out, though, that police had no legal right to stop the car in the first place, because under North Carolina law, having a single broken taillight is not an offense. Hine contended that just as ordinary citizens cannot claim ignorance of the law as a defense, police can't either, and that because the traffic stop was illegal, the evidence from the search that followed should not have been permitted in evidence. But today, the Supreme Court, by an 8-1 vote, ruled that since the officer's mistake was reasonable, it did not violate the Constitution's ban on unreasonable searches and seizures. Writing for the court, Chief Justice John Roberts noted that the keystone of the Fourth Amendment ban on unreasonable search and seizure is the word unreasonable. And in this case, the officer's belief that having a broken taillight was illegal was a reasonable mistake. Therefore, the traffic stop and subsequent consensual search of the car were also reasonable. The maxim, ignorance of the law is no excuse, does not apply here, the Chief Justice maintained, because Hine is not appealing a brake-light ticket, he's appealing a cocaine trafficking conviction, as to which there is no asserted mistake of law. Professor John Barrett of St. John's Law School in New York says the decision does give police a bit more leeway.
It gives them somewhat more power, but it's hard to imagine that it's a lot.
That's because most state traffic laws are both clear and well known. But Justice Sonia Sotomayor, in dissent, worried about giving police a further fudge factor. Traffic stops can be annoying, frightening, and perhaps humiliating, she observed. And permitting stops based on a mistaken reading of the law has human consequences for communities and their relationships with the police. The perverse effect of permitting police to go ahead with a mistaken reading of the law, she said, is to prevent or delay clarification of the law so there's no doubt in the minds of the public or police about what is and is not legal. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.